There was a child, they say, hidden somewhere by the king, until it was old enough to protect itself.
From wicked uncles and so on?
I do not know about uncles. I heard men say that many kings hated the power of Uther Pendragon.
She stacked the dishes on the windowsill.
I really hadn't got much idea about penicillin, you understand. I was just letting stuff go mouldy and hoping. Why are you looking at me like that? She said.
Uther Pendragon? From Cornwall?
You knew him?
I... Yes, heard of him. He had a castle called Tintagel. He was the father of... She was staring at me. I tried again. He was a king here?
Yes.
I didn't know what to say to her. I wandered over to the window and looked out. There was nothing much out there but forest. Not clear forest, like you'd find Tolkien's elves in, but deep, damp forest, all mosses and punk wood. It was creeping back. Too many little wars, too many people dying, not enough people to plough the fields, and out there, somewhere, was the true king, waiting for his chance, waiting for...
me?
The king? Not any old king, the king, Arthur, Artos the Bear, once and future, Round Table, Age of Chivalry. He never existed.
Except here, maybe.
Maybe here, in a world you get to in a broken time machine, a world that's not exactly memory and not exactly story. And I was the only one who knew how the legend went. Me. Mervyn. With his leadership and my, experience. What a team. I looked at her face, clear as a pond now, but a little worried. She was thinking that old Mervyn was going to be ill again. I remember I drummed my fingers on the cold windowsill. No central heating in the castle. Winter was coming. It was going to be a bad one in this ruined country. Then I said, "Oh!" She looked startled. "Just practicing," I said, and tried again.
"Oh, hear me, hear me."
Not bad, not bad.
"Hear me, O ye men of Albion, hear me. It is I, Mervyn, that's with a V, who speaks to you. Let the message go out that a sign has been sent to end the wars and choose the right-wise king of Albion. Oh!"
She was near to panic by this time. A couple of servants were peering around the door. I sent them away. "How was it?" I said. "Impressive, eh? Could probably work, yeah?"
"What is the sign?" she whispered.
"Traditionally, a sword in a stone," I said, "which only the rightful heir can pull out."
"But how can that be?"
"I'm not sure. I'll have to think of a way."